Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. That's UncommonGoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
That's pretty wild.
That's wild.
That's pretty wild.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That's pretty wild. That's wild.
Hello, I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 73 is in the books. So let's check out a free clip. Now, if you want the full show, you can get it for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. I offer a 7-day free trial. You just click on that, fill out the info, and away you go. Cancel it before the end of the 7 days, and you will not be charged. Or let it ride. You can pay $10 a month for all the live streams, first crack at new material, and all audio material. $5 a month is all audio material. You can save 10% on both with a yearly subscription when you sign up. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? This next bit is a bit of a mess. Also in the Free Beer and TikTok report, it's another who cares moment. I guess some lady somewhere in the world, we don't care who or where, the diamond fell out of her wedding ring at the bag pickup at the airport. And the other workers helped her find it. In addition to this not being interesting, Greg fucks up the whole thing by one, talking about it in the first place, two, badly interrupting Steve, and three, not paying attention to the clip and repeating exactly what the clip said.
Oh, man.
This lady, well, you'll hear her describe, she loses her diamond when trying to get her luggage at the airport.
As I went to retrieve my bag from the carousel, my hand got stuck. It pinched my hand, so I pulled my hand back really quickly, and I looked down, and my ring was without a diamond. And I immediately started looking all around.
Two paint sticks taped together, scraping dirt from underneath the carousel. That's how they actually found it.
Literally, my jaw dropped. I was ecstatic. It's like I just couldn't get to the airport quickly enough.
So somebody found it for her.
Okay, so that would be all they have to say is one guy going, wow, and the other guy goes, oh, somebody found it for.
Yeah.
But there's more to this.
That I would assume that anything that goes onto that carousel,
so how they
anything
found
small
it.
Is just gone.
Jeez, let him finish the sentence.
So Steve is talking, and Greg can't wait to talk about how they found it, but the guy already explained how they found it. They took two paint sticks and put them together.
Yeah.
And he didn't listen to the guy say it in the clip. He's not listening to Steve talking, and he's going to bust in and interrupt poor fucking Steve.
That I would assume that anything that goes onto that carousel,
so how they found it,
small is just gone forever.
I read they put like
so bad.
Like
was he like low? Was he thinking, oh, Steve's talking too slowly? I need to speed this up and make this more interesting.
Honestly, I think that Greg was only half listening to the clip. He hadn't previewed it, and he figured that, oh, I better jump in and tell how they found it. So he did that and wasn't paying attention to Steve, even though it's already been revealed.
Right.
And he's such a moron and so bad at his job that he just blasts in and interrupts Steve to reveal something that's already been revealed. Everybody already knows that. Thank God they bust him on it here.
Anything that goes onto that carousel.
So how they found it.
Anything small is just gone forever.
I read they put like low-level glue on a couple of paint sticks and dragged it around.
That's what he said in the clip.
Oh, he did say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, I was thinking I read that.
I mean, you might have, but he said it.
Sounds
too.
Like he said it.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
What a mimby.
Oh, God, and he calls back to that joke?
Oh,
great. What a disaster. Greg. Yeah, you're right. He chimed in because he thought that there wasn't any telling of what happened.
Right.
And so he got nervous.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't pay attention to what's going on in that room.
No, he does a lot of looking down at the iPad during these clips.
So he'll play a clip and then start looking at the next one. Doesn't even think of anything to say about it. No one has anything to say about any of these things.
Oh, no. It's pretty remarkable that they keep doing these free beer and hot wings reports.
Yes. So bad. That was supposed to be a catch-all for the top trending stories. That's what that was supposed to be.
And right.
Now it's some lady lost her ring.
Or
kids are playing in the rain.
And a guy bought a crock pot and posted a video about it.
Just uttering these things is ridiculous. And these are things that we just talked about on this show today. This actually happened on their show. That's it. My free clip of Who Are These Free Beers. If you want the full show, you can check it out at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out. Bye-bye.